long. And we need to get us some new jobs.
Listen, y'all, I got the inside scoop on the biggest video audition to hit the airwaves, the video dance girl of the world.
It's a sign from God. Me see you bugging. There's only one way we gonna find out. Let's go to L.A.
You might want to go on home now, because I'm here.
That's my girl!
Booyah! My boss is doing a music video. I thought you'd be perfect for it.
How many C notes we talking here?
$10,000.
Where he at?
New Line Cinema presents...
Just living large and taking charge, big boy!
How did you get past security?
A movie about two friends...
Follow me.
...on the way up.
Lead the way, Alfred.
Who is Alfred?
You know, Batman's homeboy.
Look at the back, Kurt.
My uncle is a very sick man.
That's sad.
I'm not making a music video. This job involves an old man to make sure that his days are filled with kindness and love.
I ain't giving up no booty.
No.
Now, they're gonna show...
Check this out.
...the other half.
They don't pay crazy cash for this. She look like Lakeisha Jenkins with a bad hair weave.
How to live.
I know you like golf and stuff, but you really need to be watching BET.
Good morning, everybody. Don't forget my Ice Cube CD, Manly.
A two-pack, too short, the dog pound, and pull up to the bumper, baby.
You got that Mac 10, baby? Yeah. What's story? What you know about that Luke Skywalker, huh? Get it?
Hey, why they got two toilets? You know how rich folks is. They got to feel like they got a choice in everything.
What say we? Go on a shopping spree.
Today must be my lucky day.
This spring.
Oh, it's so cool. You down with us.
Give it up.
We need to scoot over because I ain't got no problem sleeping on this expensive white carpet because I know it's poodle hair.
For the ladies in the house.
Now then, who could be calling at this time?
It's my boyfriend.
He says... You're tripping because you're in Hollywood, and he hopes you don't get played.
Babs.
Tell him he better hope his mama don't get played.
Hello, sir. She hopes your mama don't get played.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Movie Umpers. My name is Bob Sham.
I am Angela.
And the sounds here may be dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And the sound of laughter, maybe. Because this month, our theme is awkward laughter to the flop. We're analyzing films that maybe deserve a little bit of a reevaluation. They maybe weren't considered commercially successful in their time. But how do they fare decades later as we look back?
Right.
And the one we're talking about today is we are discussing our first Robert Townsend directed film. Robert Townsend is a comedian and actor. And a director. He directed shit like Eddie Murphy Raw, probably his biggest thing, Hollywood Shuffle, The Five Heartbeats, black-centric movies and television, stuff like that. And The Meteor Man. You did not remember The Meteor Man, mm-hmm. but that was a Robert Townsend directed and starring vehicle. The movie we're discussing today has become a very cult hit amongst cult black movies and cult gay movies. I think there's a cross. Black, if you're black and gay, you probably fucking love Babs, right? From 1997, directed by Robert Townsend, starring Halle Berry, Natalie Dassel, Martin Landau, and Ian Richardson.
Martin Landau in this movie.
Halle Berry, you don't see much comedic lead roles, and I would argue that maybe... Yeah, I've always been very hot and cold on her.
Mm-hmm.
I can only really think of one movie where she really seemed to do well, and that was Monster Ball. Was it called Monster's Ball? Yeah, Monster was the
Aline Wuornos.
Yeah, the Charlize Theron. Yeah, that Monster's Ball was pretty good.
I think that's what it's called.
But I mean, honestly, with considering the script and the direction maybe she was given, I kind of. Is the more I think about it, the more I softened on her performance here.
Yeah.
Though I do think the her friend, she plays Niecy, and she's with her friend Mickey,
mm-hmm.
and they are kind of these tropey 90s black women with big hair, and they work in a soul food restaurant, and they have a dream of opening up a soul food and hair salon hybrid restaurant.
Yes. My only touchstone for this before having watched it was having drag queens talk about it or emulate it on, you know, shows like RuPaul's Drag Race, things like that. I would hear these references, and as soon as I saw them, it totally made sense because it's the crazy long fingernails, it's the big hair and wigs and over the top like jewelry and clothes, and it's very fashion.
I think the thing that really gives life, especially to a lot of these movies that came out in the 80s and the 90s, mm-hmm. is that they would then be played on basic cable or yes. on channels over and over. And in the case of BAPS, BET would play BAPS a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where it became culturally ingrained, or something that just people grew up.
Kids were watching something it, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a pretty PG movie, right? Like yeah. It's a pretty good one to throw on basic cable.
Absolutely.
And it's relatively inoffensive.
You know, and there's some crime or not even really violence. Yeah, it's all very mild, and it ultimately has a very happy ending.
The writer of this movie, and the writing sucks. There's no two ways about it. was written by Troy Byer. Troy Byer is the lawyer lady who you think is going to turn bad.
Oh,
she wrote this all.
I thought she was bad the whole time.
She's the sole writing credit that we see on this movie.
Interesting.
Troy Byer, you kind of made a cult, you kind of wrote for a cult classic, but we won't say you wrote it well, because the story and the plot of this movie is so fucking haywire.
Yeah.
That as I'm nearing the end of the movie, the concept as to why they're there, when you encounter a movie like this, because there's heart in this
Absolutely
movie.
Absolutely, there's heart.
It's not a good movie, but there is something there. Like, there yep. is a core there that is kind of, like, touching and cute and special.
Yep.
So, when you're, like, three-fourths of the way through this movie, it's like, this story is not going to come together. This is contrived as fuck. Then in those moments, you want the any preconceived notion of the plot to go away and just focus on the joyous parts of this movie. And that was Niecy and Mickey going around and shopping with Martin Landau. If you just got rid of that dumb plot where his son is going to bring these women in.
Can I do the plot in like 30 seconds for you?
If you can, if you can, please.
I think I can. Okay, so Niecy and Mickey, like you said, they work in a soul food restaurant. They decide to go to LA. They spend all their savings for Niecy to try out to be a dancer in a music video. This movie is littered with stars of the day, popular people they run into.
The dude from Shalimar, they meet him.
You know I love you, babe.
So they get to LA. Immediately, she...
Heavy D, Dennis Rodman, go ahead.
She does not get the part, but this man approaches her and says, hey, I saw you dancing on the street. I think you'd be perfect for a music video that my boss is doing. Takes them to this really fancy house. They meet the nephew of Martin Landau, who tells them, hey, listen, I'm not making a music video, but I need you to pretend to be my grandfather's long-lost love's granddaughter, so that you can make his last few weeks alive happy.
He was madly in love with this woman, and it was a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he has power, his family forced him to marry a white woman. So he absolutely, for whatever reason, could not marry the woman he loved.
No. And, I mean, he's an older man, so this was years and years and years and years and years ago. They agree because they've been promised $10,000, and they basically say, well, we're just making this guy happy, so that can't hurt anything, right? They actually start caring about him. We have these wonderful scenes of them, like you said, shopping in the pool. We can talk more about specific scenes.
Martin Landau, we bring up some critic discussions on these movies this month for a reason, mm-hmm. because it really contributes to the reputation of these movies, at least at the time, and then we reevaluate them now. Mm-hmm. But of course, Siskel and Ebert, who we all been bringing up all month long, Ebert gave this no stars on his website and said that Martin Landau looked completely out of place here. And I don't know, maybe Martin Landau is just a great actor and convinced me of this. But it looked to me like he was having an amazing
time of his life.
Just hanging out with these women and shopping and doing like clothes. This is where the gay audience comes in, when they're just And literal club music is playing while they're doing it.
They go to a club.
Yeah. West side.
And they're making him eat like boiled chicken with no spice. And Mickey's the cook. So Niecy's the hairstylist, Mickey's the cook. So Mickey is like, you know why he's dying? Because you're feeding him this bullshit. And she takes his plate and she goes and cooks.
White people do boil their meat. We've experienced this as whites.
It's not good.
With our fellow whites.
Yeah.
You don't have to boil your meat. Don't. No. Just don't. You don't ever have to boil chicken.
Yeah. it's not necessary.
It's true. I don't know who put the raisins in the potato salad. I can't speak for that. Black folks, at one point in history, invited the worst white person, and they've been talking about raisins and potato salad.
It's their biggest
fear of inviting white people to the cookout. But, like, I've never heard of raisins and potato salad. No.
So, the soul food, they basically say, you cannot feed him this. He wakes up the next day, feels like a million fucking bucks.
He's also dying in 2 weeks, so who gives a fuck?
I know, he's happy. They're like, it's going to kill him. It's like, oh, he's going to die already. Like, let the man be happy. You know, that's one of the biggest things. If you know there is an expiration date, like, until then, try everything you can to keep, be healthy.
Ice cream for fucking breakfast if you got 2 weeks to live.
If they truly are like, there's literally no way you're living longer than a few weeks, have fun. Do whatever you want. If you want to walk around in your underwear and eat nothing but chocolate, do it.
And he was having a blast with these ladies. If this movie was 90 minutes of Martin Landau and with going around with Holly Berry and Natalie Dassel, just shopping and trying on clothes while club music plays.
Yes.
They would be on the fifth print of the Criterion edition of this shit by now. Yeah. Because then it would have been just a completely different movie that you would have had to accept the specific boundaries that it asserted to you. Like, no, this is a rich old white man loving these black women and shopping.
And there was zero conflict. It wasn't a pretty woman situation. It was, they were just trying all these fabulous clothes. Also, Mickey's hotter than Niecy.
Yes.
100%.
Look, I prefer the Natalie Dassel character out of these two.
I do too.
I'm not going to, you know, like I said, I'm not a big Holly Berry guy. I had a little bit of resentment that she's, like, the overall plot seems so centered on her when, mm-hmm. like, I felt like they were both just kind of in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that Natalie Dassel was, like, she seemed a little more modern in the role. Like, that'd be the one that you wouldn't change. You might change the female lead mm-hmm. if you made this now, but it felt like Natalie Dassel a bit more embodied what the style of it all was. Absolutely. In a much more convincing way. And I'm very sorry to report that Natalie Dassel actually passed away from colon cancer.
Oh, my God.
Like, just a few years ago, and they were going to do a BAPS stage show, which I think has still been in development, where she was going to play Nikki. Or Mickey, while like a singer was going to play the Niecy role. Oh yeah, very sad.
That is so sad. And she's lovely.
And this is probably one of her biggest roles. She's had these small roles here and there throughout her career. Yeah. But kind of, she's very underrated in this. I know BAPS fans probably love Mickey. I'm sure.
Absolutely. How could you not once you see it?
But as someone who's just kind of like absorbed taking this movie in for the first time, I could say that like. Her character was maybe underserved and underrated. I actually kind of liked the Mickey character the most, especially out of the two leads.
The one storyline that Mickey does get, so each of these girls left boyfriends back in Atlanta. They're from Atlanta. And they came to LA. And so the man who scouts them for the nephew seduces Mickey, or tries to. But she says at one point... Oh,
no, go ahead.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's just this story is just unraveling.
He tries to seduce her, and she says to him, I ain't fucking you unless there's a ring on my finger. But she doesn't say fuck, because again, it's family friendly. And so he's like, oh, well, I have a wedding ring to give you, but it's in the safe. And he has these gloves on. It's so fucked. So real quick, he's wearing gloves. He gets her to try to help him open the safe because he says it's not working. She can't get it. Immediately, I was like, her fingerprints are on the fucking safe now. Immediately knew it was going to happen. So then, cut forward to, he's like, oh, I'll get it in the morning. She goes back to bed. She and Niecy are asleep. They hear a crash downstairs because Alfred, his name is really Manly, but they call him Alfred the butler.
Yeah.
He, over time, starts to love the girls because he hears them talking about how they really love this old man. and they don't want to deceive him in any way. Like, he overhears them and he realizes they're good people yeah. over time, and he starts getting closer to them as well. So he goes downstairs and catches a person in all black trying to steal. And something gets knocked over. They come down, and this part is ridiculous. Also kind of funny, where the girls are like, I'm gonna beat you up.
Nacy! Ooh. Ooh. What? Tyson wouldn't hit him like that. He wouldn't. No. He hit him like this! Oh. No. You ain't see his last fight, but you was in the kitchen getting the popcorn. Tyson would do it like this! Oh. No. Tyson would really hit him like this! Oh.
I did not think this was remotely funny.
Way too long. Hat comes off. It's the man who was trying to seduce her.
I think one thing that makes this scene also suck for me is that, you know, you're expecting this moment. Mickey's fingerprints get on. So you're expecting maybe this moment where there's a scene where they're like, your fingerprints were on the safe. I can't trust you. And then something turns it around. And while you might typically be glad to not go through that tired trope, the only thing worse than going through the tired trope is just having a plot set up that just completely fizzles and falls apart. Mm-hmm. So I think while that scene was so annoying because the actual plot point like just fizzled yeah. out right there. He makes it a point to set her up and it doesn't even work. No one believes him and he gets busted.
There was still a chance though, and I still thought maybe there might be another twist because the nephew comes in at that time and denies having any involvement. Manly basically says, it definitely was not the girls. I caught him. He hit me. So he, obviously there's no concern of it being the girls. But the nephew's still around. And so you think for a minute, well, maybe there's still a plot because he was on the phone with someone earlier in the movie saying, like, you'll be rich too. And so I thought, maybe the lawyer's bad.
We don't
bad.
Even know who he's talking to.
I was, like, writing in other plots to, like, bring this back around, but it never did.
You were doing this movie a favor by trying to make the story make sense.
I was.
And the son or the nephew or whatever nephew. The dude's kid, his idea is that he would bring these women in, pay them tens of thousands of dollars to pretend to be this long-lost lover's granddaughter, then somehow he would accuse them of draining his money.
He claims you befriended two girls from the ghetto after you caught them trying to break into your home. You then moved the girls into your home, and for a lack of a better phrase, you have been allowing them to rob you blind.
How dare he!
He's incompetent because he's let these girls in his life.
And of course, his uncle loves them. Mm-hmm. You see it coming a mile away. He's going to leave all their shit to him because they're fun and have given him the only happiness left in his life. All this motherfucker had to do to get his inheritance was nothing.
Yeah.
All he had to do was nothing. This is the dumbest concept to apply, like, any.
He couldn't wait 2 weeks. He said the man was going to die within 2 weeks, and he does. So you just wait 2 weeks. Don't try to, like, take all these pictures of him with these women. I think he was trying to set up a case to where if he didn't get the money, he could say that his uncle was not mentally stable. He was not of sound mind. And so he could argue that I'm the closest relative. I should get everything. He wasn't of sound mind. I think that's what was happening. But it
or
still
just
doesn't
wait
even,
2 fucking weeks.
That doesn't even play out well. Well, I think he was afraid he wouldn't get the money because he's slimy. But anyway, he gets found out at some point. He fucks off. The girls, the man offers them $50,000 each. They rip it up.
Uh-uh, Mr. B. Ain't no way we could take this. We're here because we want to be.
When you first meet them, you think they're probably going to be, like, probably quite shallow. But no, they're actually incredibly pure-hearted and mm-hmm. sweet and honest individuals.
And Manly gets their boyfriends to come out to L.A. because they're going to leave in the morning.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't know.
I want to backpedal.
Okay.
To when we first meet the boyfriends. This joke, actually, I thought was really funny.
This is one of the funniest things they did.
This is the one of the... And it was involving the timing of the actors, right? The ladies go to the club. It's ladies' night at the Gold Tooth. These guys come up and offer to...
Let me get four hurricanes, bro. Now, y'all look good. Now, really, not like these hoochie girls. Y'all got class, like waitresses or something.
That'll be $16 even.
And then they just stand there and they just stare at each other. And then they realize that the men don't want to buy the drink.
Hell no, let's go. I ain't thirsty. Come on, let's go to the bathroom.
You know, always explaining jokes like this, it doesn't work, but I'll present the clip. So then their men, the one that they've been on again, off again with, they come in and they're defending them.
What I do? Oh, what you gonna do, Captain Save-A-Hole?
Wait, let's go to the bar and get some drinks and stuff.
Let me get four of them hurricanes, partner.
Oh, he good for it. They good for it.
That'll be $16 even.
Oh, hell no. Come on.
Come on, it's ladies' night.
Y'all got it in free.
Like a very subtle physical comedy there.
Yes, it was the best.
And then you had the guy that described, they send Manly to go buy some music.
And
the guy's in the music shop. A list of like, what's cool to listen to in 1997.
Looking for the rap section as follows. Two Pack, Too Short, The Dog Pound, Ice Cube, Ice Tea, Bitch Better Have My Money, and Pull Up to the Bumper, Baby.
All right, right, right. Okay, well, you trying to get your groove on.
It was kind of fun and silly.
Ah, got that Miami bass, baby. What you know about that Luke Skywalker, huh? Get it.
But then we get the boyfriends coming because Manly's also gay and he becomes full queen fabulous at the end
he
of the movie.
He does, yeah.
But they bring their men up. And I don't claim to be a filmmaker. And maybe I need to know a little bit more about lighting here. And if I could ask Robert Townsend a question, I would. But the thing is, when you put the spotlight in the room for Niecy and her man, why is the spotlight like just sitting straight on the back of Niecy's head? And why is the camera pulled back so far that we can see the rig of the spotlight?
She's supposed to, I think, look like an angel. It doesn't work, but I think that is the goal of putting the light behind her head is so that she glows and looks angelic. Her boyfriend cut all his hair off because she wanted him to. Cuter with the hair.
Yeah.
Cuter with the hair. And then cut to, they're dancing, their song plays, whatever.
With the spotlight shine directly on their face. You elevate it? Don't you put it up high?
But you cut to outside, and this is part's funny because the little boyfriend of Mickey is there, and he basically is telling her that he loves her and he wants to give her nice things. But she is like strong in this moment and he is crying eyes out. He's like, I want to buy you nice things and you deserve a big house and you deserve this and this and this and this. And she's just like, you never said anything like this to me before. So you know they're going to get together because he's like being such a sweet, sensitive dude. But then I think he falls into the pool.
Don't say it if you don't mean it.
I mean it!
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry, Jane.
I said I mean it. I just want you to know that
I can't sleep. There always has to be something silly. You can't have too serious of a moment.
Well, we lose Martin Landau.
We're losing him. Get Dr. Russell in here now.
Get me Dr. Jennings down here immediately.
But of course, he leaves them everything, right?
She tries to tell him that she's not really the granddaughter of Lily, and she doesn't get to. He basically just tells her to be quiet.
He knew that Lily never had kids.
Yeah, the lawyer tells them later, because she says, I didn't get to tell him, and she's like, sweetie, he knew. Lily never had any children. And I don't know how that, but he probably followed her. I mean, he's rich, so he probably, like, knew what happened with her life.
PIs?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, had somebody, like, find out about her.
So they leave everything to, as he, this is when he calls them the Baps.
Yeah,
and the I assume will. That they would be calling themselves that, but no.
Mr. Blakemore states, I'd like to thank my Baps, Niecy and Mickey, for making the last days of my life as pleasant as my first years.
Oh, that's sweet. Baps?
Black American princesses.
also Manly gets a cut to where he's just kind of like now gets to be the fabulous man that hangs out with them.
But he does hang out with them. Yeah.
And
then, the lawyer becomes their lawyer.
And their boyfriends get to have a cab company that they've been wanting to start forever.
Didn't you feel like the lawyer loved them so? Now, the fact that you told me that she wrote this.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense to me because there was this part where she would come in as though she was like
benevolent.
Benevolent, that word. Knowing everything. But she also just loved these girls every second. She's like, girls, girls, come here, come here. It's like she was like their mother or something. Like she truly, and I guess she did know the story, but it was weird. It was like she was taking this, like, I'm giving this to you, even though it wasn't hers to give. It was a bizarre.
She really wanted
characterization of her.
She didn't give herself anything interesting. Like she wrote that character for herself and it was like nothing.
Yeah, but she got to be like, nephew, you're stupid. And here's a mistake in the script.
Oh, just one?
Well, there's a lot. But this is one that's, I guess, maybe more of a sound cue. I don't know who made this decision. But when she's reading the will, as soon as she starts saying what everyone got, the sound drops out. And it's just music. And listen,
I think I don't think that's a mistake. I think they meant that.
No, I'm saying I hate it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand.
I'm saying I think it was a mistake. Because the dumb thing is I couldn't actually enjoy the moment of them being excited because I'm trying to read her lips. Just fucking read the will. Just tell us how much shit he didn't give his kid.
She can't stop lip reading when there's no sound. That's all she
But I wanted to know what she was saying because she did give Manly stuff.
No, I agree. It was stupid.
And then what is their restaurant called? Because, oh, the guys also wanted to start a car company. So they'd start next door to each other in L.A., they open the food and hair place. I can't remember what it's called.
I can't remember either.
And then they have the Page-A-Car place.
They should have called it Babs. Whatever
they should have called it Babs.
This movie.
Why didn't they call it Babs?
This movie seems like a vehicle to launch a 90s Fox sitcom.
So could have been a sitcom.
Well, I think it probably could have been a pretty successful sitcom, too. I dragged a lot of this movie, but there is kind of a spirit here.
Yeah.
There is a bit of a heart here that the movie in spite of itself has. But the movie in spite of itself, you know, did not know how to kind of bring that to the next level. This does seem like something that, you know, is probably worthy of a remake, right?
Oh, sure.
I don't know who you'd get. I see people online being like, this rapper lady should do it. This rapper lady should do it. Get like some lady comedians up in there. People that are actually funny, not just like trying to be a leading. The only person that's really hard to replace is probably Natalie Dassel, truly. Mm-hmm. And Martin Landau. You need someone. Get Al Pacino. Because he goes 100.
He would have so much fun with this.
I
agree. That's a good choice.
This is just kind of a movie that like a little slivers of it I appreciated, but I wish I liked a lot better. You're going to give this 1 through 5. I'm going to give this 1 through 5 combined for best out of 10. What do you give Baps by Robert Townsend?
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Right down the middle.
Yes, because I thought it was really fun, but there were a lot of issues.
I'm going to give it a 2.25. And that's just because it had heart. All right?
Yeah.
So that is a 4.75. Folks, check it out. At a 4.75, BAP shares the rankings with Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers, and Kate Plays Christine by Robert Greene. I honestly probably would rather...
I think this movie's better than those movies.
You want to just bring it up to a 5?
Yes, please.
It's better than those.
I would watch this 10 times before I'd watch either one of those again. Although, I don't hate Halloween 4.
So now it shares the ranking with Christmas Waltz, Maestro, She Hate Me, and,
hell yeah,
and the Super Mario Brothers movie.
That feels much more appropriate.
Baps is at least as good, if not better, than those movies. Baps does have its cultural appreciation. But I think we touched base on the aspects of it that people do appreciate. And I think a lot of it is just kind of like going back into your youth and like multiplying the thing, the slivers that are good, the potential in this movie and multiplying it. I can see the aspects that they would appreciate. And I appreciate them too. In fact, I would have rather have had 90 fucking minutes of the shopping and glam scenes, because at least it would have been something that was, you know, even stranger maybe, but would have been at least fun the whole fucking way through. So Babs, we give it a 5. It's higher than a lot of other scores, though. Check out the show notes for links other places to find us. We got more awkward laughter floppy movies out there around the corner, including a couple more Jerry Lewis movies. So like, subscribe, leave a comment, a correction, and any fun facts you'd love to give us. Do you love BAPS? Tell us how what BAPS means to you. We know a lot of people feel strongly about this movie, and we kind of see why. We just maybe one day the concept of BAPS can reach its true realized potential.
Justice for Ishtar.
I feel like dancing.